Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As Title 42 ends tomorrow and the swell of immigrants attempting to enter the country illegally is a concern to all that are paying attention. The Biden administration defunded the border wall, leaving entry into the United States a difficult task to manage. No one knows for sure, but estimates are roughly 10,000 illegal immigrants will enter the country every day post Title 42. The national debt of America is roughly 20% higher than our GDP, and with the budget looming, the concern of default is real. House Republicans have passed a budget bill that is at the Senate level. The bill includes a slight increase to the national debt and will allow us to avoid default. Both sides continue to play the blame game as the Speaker reminds the President the clock is ticking.
The President said the staff should get back together, but I was very clear with the President. We have now just 2 weeks to go.
Lawmakers plan on getting back together on Friday to try to iron things out. We have a winner in the 147th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
Buddy Holly, a Petit Basset Greffon Vendéen, a breed in the hound category, was named Best in Show on Tuesday, the event's most coveted prize. Buddy Holly and his co-owner handler Janice Hayes are from Palm Springs, California. And for all the attention the Westminster Dog Show receives, the winners receive no cash prize for their exploits. Perhaps some doggy treats make it all worthwhile. I'm Skip Kelly.
After his sudden departure from Fox News, the highly rated Tucker Carlson said he is launching a new show on Twitter, putting him on a potential collision course with Fox News, which gave him the boot last month, but kept him under contract.
Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. We'll be bringing some other things, too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others. See you soon.
USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A familiar face is returning to the U.S. Senate today.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is returning to Capitol Hill. The California Democrat has been absent for nearly 3 months due to health issues. Some members of her own party have called for her resignation because her absence complicated Democrats' efforts to confirm some of President Biden's judicial nominees. She has said she will not run for re-election when her term expires next year. I'm John Schaefer.
There's been a big payout to a woman they say developed brain cancer from smoking.
Philip Morris USA has been ordered to pay $37 million to a Massachusetts woman who got sick from smoking Marlboro Light cigarettes. The state Supreme Judicial Court ruled on Tuesday that Philip Morris falsely claimed that the Lights brand was safer than the stronger Marlboro Red cigarettes. The court agreed with Patricia Walsh Green that she may have quit smoking sooner if Philip Morris had not advertised Marlboro Lights as a healthier product. The judge announced after the verdict that Philip Morris has also violated consumer protection laws. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Consumer Price Index tracks the rate of change in U.S. inflation over time. This key economic metric is based on prices that consumers pay for goods and services throughout the U.S. economy. April's numbers are due out this morning. Today is officially National Receptionist Day, as we recognize all the things that receptionists bring to our organization, including organization. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you know, it's near impossible when you insist on having it your way. But such goes the ideologically fixed country in which we live in right now as we continue to, play chicken with this debt ceiling. This is unbelievable what is being done right now. Democrats are doing everything they can to pin the tail on the elephant, so to speak. They want to blame Republicans, and of course they come up with all kinds of spin. Hopefully the American people are wise enough to hear what's being said and what is the veracity of these statements. Is there any veracity whatsoever? You know, you got to hand it to the Republicans and Leader McCarthy for doing something that hadn't been done, and that is they put a proposal on the table. That's the only proposal that's on the table right now. Now, we're going to be talking with Rick Manning. Is Rick with us yet? He's quiet in the background? Nope. We're still waiting on him. Okay, Rick Manning from Get Liberty, Americans for Limited Government, will be joining us in just a moment to break this down even further. But, you know, you're hearing in the news, you're seeing what's going on. I mean, you know, here we got Joe Biden, who, as a senator, was for negotiating. Remember, you see that footage. And, you know, it's amazing how Joe Biden has, changed his colors. He was for something until he was against it, such as what's going on. But see, this is all confusing because the people voted for Joe Biden and thinking, well, this is the moderate Joe Biden. He is the one that's going to unite us, like we thought Barack Obama. And they're just two peas in a pod. I mean, they've just added more division. There's nothing coming together. I mean, there's no responsible leadership. Just like with Barack Obama, they had the opportunity to lead, to cast a vision, to really heal the nation. Say, okay, we're going to come together here, and we're going to be reasonable. You know, the debt that we have is unsustainable. I mean, we're on the brink, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the brink of two wars here. And you may say, whoa, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Come on, look at what's going on with China. I mean, actually, we're at war with China right now. Nobody's really announced it. The mainstream media hasn't, put big, at war with China, as a headline. But we're at war. And they love it that we don't want to acknowledge it, and we just want to ignore it, because they continue to move forward with their agenda. And meanwhile, we know what's going on in Russia. I mean, we have a proxy war going on there. We just keep sending, billions of dollars to the Ukrainians. And so here we are, and we're so close to somebody making a mistake, and this is the problem. When you have all this, all this egomaniacal madness that's going on, it's easy for somebody to make a mistake. And now what are you going to do when you're so far upside down, you're on the brink of bankruptcy, and on top of that, your allies that you thought you had in the bank... not so much so. You know, as Marco Rubio said years ago, unbelievable, that, you know, because this happened during the Obama years, and things backed off, and, you know, we got 4-year reprieve on an international stage where you had our enemies, you know, fearing us for about 4 years, as Donald Trump said, because of 10%. 10% was, they weren't sure. They weren't 100% sure, but there was that 10% that maybe Donald Trump was crazy enough to do something silly, so we better behave ourselves. And they did, for that 10%. Very well stated. But with Barack Obama, here's a red line you're not going to cross. Well, forget that one. That one got crossed and ignored. And no apology whatsoever. And no apology to the American people, because when you make statements like that as a leader, you put the rest of us at risk. Don't you see that? This is what poor leadership gets you. And what do you expect? I mean, you know, should Barack Obama have been president? Maybe down the road with some experience, but look where he came from. He's a community organizer. He's not even a full year in the Senate, and he becomes president of the United States. We give him the keys to the car and everything. He's, you know, he's barely out of puberty. This is what we do. But no, man, you know, he's black. He's black. He's the black Jesus, the black Messiah, right? He's going to save the country. He's going to unite us. What did he do? All the more. He divided us all the more. Remember, he was very much involved with, you know, the Trayvon Martin deal, right? Oh, if I had a son, this could have been my son. Really? Wow. Think about it. All that we know afterwards. I mean, it's tragic what happened. You know, it should not have happened. But, you know, we're living with the effects of fatherlessness. We're living with the effects of, you know, coddling prosecutors. A generation that has been coddled. You know, we don't want them to have any boo-boos, you know. Oh my God, our kids can't have boo-boos. And we're all guilty of this. We really are. I mean, we're trying to, you know, keep our kids from getting injured. It reminds me of a story. I don't know if I shared this with you or not, but story of a grandfather and a grandson. They go out in the woods and they come across these cocoons. And the young man, the young kid, is intrigued by it. And go, Grandpa, you know, wow, I want to take it home with me. I want to take a couple home with me. No, that's not the way it works, because what happens, it's changing. You know, they go into this cocoon, and it comes out as a butterfly. And they do this in nature. Oh, can I take one home? I want to take one home. I want to see what happens. Well, at the kid's insistent, the grandfather goes ahead and acquiesces, lets the kid take one of the cocoons home, and takes the cocoon up into his bedroom, and he's just beside himself. He's just so excited about watching this cocoon, and then sure enough, in a short amount of time, the butterfly starts to come out of the cocoon. It's fighting, it's struggling, and it's just having such a hard time. And this poor little kid, what does he know? He doesn't know any better. He thinks, oh my God, the poor thing, it's dying. I need to help it. And so what happens, he goes and he helps, thinking he helps. He opens up the cocoon. Well, the butterfly pretty much, you know, tries to fly, and just crash and burns, and just out of life. And the young boy starts crying. Well, the grandfather hears him crying and goes up in the room and sees the evidence there. There is the butterfly, crashed and burned, and the boy is upset because his butterfly is dead. And the grandfather says, you touched the cocoon, didn't you? You tried to help the butterfly, didn't you? Well, Grandpa, he was just having such a hard time, and I just was so hard to see, and I just felt like I could help him. He says, don't you understand? He says, in nature, that is the way the butterfly builds up its strength so that it can, when it comes out of the cocoon, be strong enough to be able to fly. And what you did was you interfered with the process, and in trying to help the butterfly, you actually weakened the butterfly, and now it's dead. Moral of the story here is this is what we have in this country. is we have a generation of cocoons that we've tried to help. We've cracked the skin, and we've hindered their ability to fly and take off. Stay with us. We've got more coming.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Recent reports reveal that the Taliban could be funneling American money into their own pockets, further funding their devastating campaign against the country's Christians. However, we are still working in the region, using powerful radio broadcasts to share the gospel with those who are in desperate need of hope. In an area of such extreme persecution, radio may be the only way for many people to learn about the saving love of Christ. The Tide Ministry radio show, Window of Love, is continuing to reach the lost in Afghanistan and the surrounding region. Join us in praying that many Pashto and Dari-speaking people will be drawn to Jesus through these culturally relevant gospel presentations in their own language. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people who may have very limited access to the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Regarding yesterday's high-stakes meeting in the White House with President Biden and the leaders of the Senate and Congress, the House, you can pretty much sum it up. Venevidi Novici, they came, they saw, but nobody won. We all lost on this deal, and the fixed ideology is such that, boy, this is a serious game of chicken that's going to end up costing us all on many levels, and the Democrats are hoping that they can pin the tail on this whole mess on the elephant, so to speak. Rick Manning, are you there? Okay, maybe they haven't potted you up again. Okay, guys, in the control room here, we need to get you know, some volume on Rick Manning so he can participate in the conversation. Okay, I know. I know, but we got to be on top of this. All right, let's go. Okay, Rick, are you there?
I think so.
Okay, I'm telling you. I thought maybe you were just still in awe of the butterfly story.
I was so in awe of the butterfly story, and you know this. But you know what I am in kind of awe is how Joe Biden thinks he can basically put his hands over his eyes and pretend that we're not heading into a disaster. He declared failure to raise the debt ceiling to be a disaster himself. Mm-hmm. The only place that's actually done anything about it is the House of Representatives. They actually passed legislation. They just put a proposal out. They passed legislation. The mm-hmm. only legislation that is even introduced, let alone passed, is the House bill, which passed the House, is waiting the Senate. And Joe Biden wants to pretend that nobody's done anything. The only thing that can be done is nothing. And because mm-hmm. that's his answer. His answer to a projected $50 trillion deficit in 10 years, $31 trillion now. His answer is do nothing.
Yeah.
Strange as it may seem, that's what he's come to the table with. Mm-hmm. It's not the right time to negotiate. What people need to hear is that Joe Biden, as vice president, was President Obama's negotiator with the legislature, with Congress, on the debt ceiling in 2009 and 2011. In 2011, they actually negotiated directly on cutting the size and scope of government in 2011, which came to an agreement with Republicans holding the House, Democrats holding the Senate, and a Democrat in the White House.
Right.
Exact same scenario. Joe Biden, albeit 12 years younger, was the person who represented the White House and helped put that deal together. Mm. So it's odd to me that he thinks that, keeps saying this has never been done in history and it's unprecedented. He actually negotiated in 2011 the exact same deal.
Right.
So the Republicans have come to him and said, well, we've passed something. You said pass something, put your proposal on the table. Well, we passed something. What do you want to do?
Exactly.
And he keeps saying nothing.
Yeah.
Well, nothing in the answer.
Right. Unprecedented is we're at $31.4 trillion. We're hitting the debt ceiling. That's unprecedented.
That is unprecedented. We want to really get a little perspective on it. Maybe he's boggled. I don't know. But when I did a little historical research, I went back and I said, I wonder what the budget deficit was when Joe Biden became a U.S. senator in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was under $500 billion. Mm-hmm. Under $500 billion was the budget deficit in total national debt. Total national mm-hmm. debt. Was under $500 billion in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
It's $31 trillion now. He projects it to be $50 trillion. Essentially, he projects by 2033 that our budget deficit will have, our national debt, rather, will have gone up 100 times. 100 times higher since, you know, he took the reins and became part of the federal government.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane.
Well, so, you know, it's like
do something. We can't just close our eyes and say, we do scream and say, I don't want to, like a little child, you know, who's being taken out of the grocery store because he was bad and lay on the floor and throw a tantrum.
Right, right. Well, you know, it's, we go back to, Everett Dirksen, right? He says, you know, a billion here, a billion there, before you know it, you're talking a lot of money. Well, that's what happens, right? From 1973.
Yeah. He actually said a million here and a million there.
Right.
I mean, Everett Dirksen, because that was the 60s, $1 million was a lot of money for the federal government. Now, if you can hold them to talking about millions, it's a major victory because They add three zeros to everything before they even start the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is automatic, and then again, you know, and you see the footage of Biden when he was somewhat reasonable, you know, back in the 80s when he was talking about, you know, that it was necessary to negotiate, that you couldn't go in with a fixed idea, but this is untenable. I mean, Joe Biden doesn't want, I mean, his ego is all over this, and I wonder, Rick, and part of his strategy in doing this way is to help deflect, you know, the pressure that's being put upon him, because it seems that the Justice Department and others have no choice but to deal with this Hunter Biden mess.
Well, we know that the Justice Department chose not to deal with Hunter Biden mess since 2019, so I guess they have a choice whether or not to do it or not, because they've made one for 4 years. But today, at some point, there's supposed to be some information coming out from the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee that will shed some light about some of the criminal activity that exists, and we'll have some information related to Joe Biden's culpability in that. It's been promised. We have not seen it, and I can't comment on how powerful it is or not, because I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. But that's certainly a concern of his right now. Mm-hmm. It is a, you know, he's got, there's a lot of, you know, it's a world of, here's the thing. The world's a complicated place. There are dozens of problems that would consume, you know, the average person in terms of trying to deal with the heavyweight problems that face in the United States. There's dozens.
Yeah.
And it's a big job. There's a reason why you want somebody in that big job who can handle multiple problems at the same time. Somebody who can make more than one trip to Europe in a month.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we need somebody who is able to multitask and be on top of, you know, 6-10 issues at the same time, all complicated, and be able to grasp them all and have answers. And, you know, the fact is we don't have that person in the White House right now.
Clearly.
And but when it comes to this debt ceiling, you know, they're the ones, he chose not to meet with Kevin McCarthy for 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
He waited, you know, Kevin McCarthy got the House to pass something, and 2.5 weeks later, he finally had a meeting, and the meeting essentially was, well, we don't want to do anything, you know, you're wrong, I'm right.
Yes.
We're against what you're doing.
And then he comes out and says something about that he offered some, you know, what, some savings of $120 billion. That's billion, B-I-L-L-I-O-N. It's like, what are you, you know?
Well, the illusory savings that, oh, we're gonna wipe out waste, fraud, and abuse savings. The biggest lie in history. Whenever they say they're going to balance the rest of it by ending waste, fraud, and abuse, you know that. You just ask this question. Well, if they know about the waste, fraud, and abuse, why didn't they end it before?
Exactly.
Say the fact is, it's always, there is waste, fraud, and abuse. We all know there's waste, fraud, and abuse, but they don't. You know, they don't seem to. It's always illusory. But anyway, bottom line on the debt ceiling is, this is like round three on a 12-round fight.
Mm.
So don't get too discouraged. It's just going to accelerate and compress over the next 3 weeks. And ultimately, I believe they will come up with a deal that does cut the size of government somewhat.
Mm.
But to your point here, Rick,
the unfortunate thing is leadership. Clearly, the president of the United States just said, look, we're on this, and we're going to stay on this till we get this out. But you didn't have that sentiment from him. You just got a sentiment of his stubborn ego more than anything else. Rick Manning, getliberty.org is where you want to go for more information. Thank you, Rick.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingarona, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
USA News Update. As Title 42 ends tomorrow and the swell of immigrants attempting to enter the country illegally is a concern to all that are paying attention. The Biden administration defunded the border wall, leaving entry into the United States a difficult task to manage. No one knows for sure, but estimates are roughly 10,000 illegal immigrants will enter the country every day post Title 42. The national debt of America is roughly 20% higher than our GDP, and with the budget looming, the concern of default is real. House Republicans have passed a budget bill that is at the Senate level. The bill includes a slight increase to the national debt and will allow us to avoid default. Both sides continue to play the blame game as the Speaker reminds the President the clock is ticking.
The President said the staff should get back together. But I was very clear with the president. We have now just 2 weeks to go.
Lawmakers plan on getting back together on Friday to try to iron things out. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jenny Beth Martin joins us, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, talking about President Biden, the Democrats counting on their debt ceiling spin, that MAGA Republicans, how dare those MAGA Republicans, you know, want to cut services and default on our commitments. That's their story. They're sticking to it. Ironically, you know, think about this. It was the out-of-control spending and job-killing executive orders from this president that got us in this mess to begin with. Jenny Beth, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, it's hard to hear the president, who was supposed to be the uniter-in-chief, how divisive he has been in deflecting the responsibility as the president of the United States to bring this together and not put this country in a pernicious situation and to make us look like, you know, we're desperate deadbeats or something.
Well, he is the uniter of everyone who agrees with him, and anyone who doesn't, he seeks to crush and destroy. And if they know, I guess if you destroy them, either the reputation or censoring them, then you have united because nobody can hear from them.
Right.
It's sick. It is absolutely sick. What we're seeing right now with the debt ceiling, I think that we need to be very proud of what the Republicans have done with their majority. They have presented a debt ceiling bill that will increase the debt ceiling and bring a modicum of fiscal sanity back to the government spending process. It's exactly what we need. They've presented a bill. The Senate has not done their job and presented anything so far. And Biden seems to think he's going to be able to refuse to negotiate. But that's not how this process works. The House and Senate have to do their job, and then they go from there. And the House has, and there's a deal on the table, and Biden needs to pay attention to what's in that deal and quit playing hardball with threats of defaulting when we have $400 billion coming in revenue every single month. The government spends $500 billion, but they can prioritize out of that $400 billion to ensure they don't default on the debt, unless Biden just wants to.
Yes, exactly. Well, and that's the thing that people need to understand. The power is on the side of the president in this regard. The money is there to take care of it, and you know, but it's leadership that is demanded right now. Leadership must stand up and do something about this. But you would think that, you know, for 2.5 years, Jenny Beth, President Biden and the Democrats got their way. I mean, they spent trillions of dollars and put us into this situation that we're in right now. And you would think, okay, look, at for 2.5 years you got your way. All right, let's take the pedal off the metal here, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. And we're no longer in a COVID emergency, which I put in air quotes. So why are we continuing to spend the money or allowing the money to be spent that has not yet been spent related to the COVID emergency? It seems to me that clawing back that money is the absolute lowest hanging fruit, and it's something that the majority of Americans would agree on. And if the majority of Americans understood that this out-of-control government spending, which leads to out-of-control printing of our money, and then it leads to inflation, which causes us all to pay more money on every single thing we purchase. If they understood that's how it works, I guarantee you they'd be like, oh, well, then let's try to get that a little bit under control so we're not paying more with every single purchase we make from month to month to month. It keeps increasing every single month.
Jenny Beth, the people need to understand what the motivation is of the Democrats. You and I have talked about this repeatedly. For the Democrats, it's all about votes. They don't have ideas, but they got money. They have our treasury, our hard-earned tax money, and they use that to buy up votes. That's why they don't want to let go of any kind of purse ring or any kind of dollars out there regardless of how low-hanging that fruit may be, because that is something that they can buy votes with later on. And we're not that far away from a general election. It's just right around the corner. So, you know, they're keeping all their arrows in their quiver, so to speak, and they want to be able to leverage because that's the way they roll. They don't think anything differently. It's all about buying votes.
Yes, well, that is exactly right, because they want to remain in power. And whatever it takes to remain in power, the consequences be darned. They don't care about the consequences at all. They just want to remain in power. And that in their mind, the way to do that is to buy votes by spending the government money, giving a largesse to certain groups of people, and they think that they will continue to be voted into power over and over and over from that. I think, though, that the majority of Americans, by a very slim majority, granted, are waking up to this and saying, wait a minute, what you're doing doesn't work for us. And
yes.
I think that's part of the reason why Biden is polling so low in the polls. And if he continues to poll that low, which I think that we should expect he will, because I don't see him changing his tune. We are going to, the Democrats will wind up seeing that they all get pulled down the ticket.
Right. Well, we have to continue to keep this up front and center, because the mainstream media has abandoned us. They're not supporting the cause here for this constitutional republic. They're putting us all at risk. Joe Biden, for the sake of power and control, this is the desperate, maniacal, desire of the left. As you say, it's about power and control. And they don't care what they're doing. The kind of psychological damage and information that they're putting out, not only here in the United States, but around the world, our enemies are just chomping at the bit. I mean, here it is. Our dollar is already in jeopardy, and the petrodollar is in jeopardy right now. And Joe Biden could care less, because it's so much about power and control that they're going to spew out all this negative uncertainty that even has the knees of the Wall Street community knocking.
Exactly right. And Bill, I think I want to make sure the listeners understand right now the most important thing that we can do, there is a call to action related to this. We need to be calling our members of the House of Representatives, so your single congressman or congresswoman, and both senators, and telling the Republicans to stand strong and hold the line that we cannot raise the debt feeling just as a complete and total blank check that there has to be some fiscal accountability attached to it, and urge the Senate to do the same thing. And right now, 43 senators are backing up the Republicans in the House. So Schumer does not have a cloture vote. He will not be able to bring a blank debt ceiling bill, a clean debt ceiling bill, if you will, to the floor, because 43 Republican senators have said they will not vote for that. So we just need to urge them to hold the line and get some fiscal accountability back in our government.
Well, I'll tell you, to your point, we can be grateful for Leader McCarthy. This is leadership. I mean, for him to bring the Republicans together in the House to pass legislation. This isn't a proposal. This is legislation that's on the table right now. You know, there's no legislation on the table from the Senate. I mean, Leader McCarthy has been trying to negotiate with the president for over 100 days. They finally have this meeting and they spend an hour. And as I was telling Rick Manning, it's that old saying, vino vini no vici. I came, I saw, I didn't conquer. Nobody won, but the thing is, even with this, the president, in the name of leadership, Jenny Beth, could have told the American people, look it, we talked, we shared ideas, we've got some work to do, and this is a serious issue, and we are going to be focused on this, and we're going to spend, so many hours every day if we have to until we get this resolved. I mean, give the people some hope. Give Wall Street some hope. Push back a little bit on these people that want to come in and take advantage of what's being perceived as a weakened America, right?
That's right. And Biden did not do that, but to his credit, McCarthy has. And we just need to tell them all, hold the line.
Exactly. They deserve that from us. Ladies and gentlemen, look, we're just talking a couple of minutes of effort here to save your country and to support the leadership of Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans and those that want a disciplined and an accountable budget. Jenny Beth, where do they go to get involved?
TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, that's TeaPartyPatriots.org.
So your action is call your senators and your representatives.
High-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day. That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The president has vowed to veto a GOP effort to stop illegals from swarming the border tomorrow when Title 42 expires. Meanwhile, we see the footage, what's happening at the border. Bill Malusian with Fox is showing this remarkable video from the Fox drone team that shows an enormous line of hundreds of migrants who just crossed illegally into Brownsville, Texas. This was last night. A large majority of them, yes, single adults. The Rio Grande Valley continues to see a massive surge of illegal crossings ahead of the Title 42 expiration. Chris Chmielewski, the Numbers USA Vice President, is with us right now. Chris, as you said, this is what's happening.
Yeah. You know, we've got it's great that we have a House vote tomorrow, but what's still shocking to me is just the position of the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress. I mean, they're all, you know, downplaying this legislation that Republicans are bringing to the floor tomorrow, H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act, which closes a bunch of loopholes that are being taken advantage of, reins in the Biden administration's executive authority, mandates E-Verify for all employers across the country to prevent unauthorized hirings. But, you know, the Biden administration has even admitted that it's going to be a chaotic few next couple
exactly.
weeks, and yet they're not doing anything about it, and they don't seem to be, like, it's acceptable to them, I guess.
Well, why are we surprised? I mean, whether we're talking about debt, human trafficking, what's going on at the border, I mean, they're all very laissez-faire about it. And even with this pending bill, Chris, how long will it take to get it enacted? Because you've got, what, it's been estimated, 150,000, 170,000 people in queue getting ready to storm the border here. It's going to overwhelm the system. I mean, these poor Border Patrol agents, and everybody is there trying to, you know, service, you know, this massive humanity. God bless them. I mean, they're like, you know, bullfighters with a cape and nothing else just to sit there and go, ole, you know, come on in.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Border Patrol was instructed to basically just stand down. You know, their movements are being relayed to the people on the other side of the border, which means that the drug cartels know exactly what's happening with our Border Patrol and how they're being used and where they're being shifted. And it's just mind boggling. And, you know, my hope is that just truly the American people see what's happening down there and there's true outrage, because there hasn't been a whole lot up until now. You know, thankfully we're starting to see some decent media coverage on this. One of the You know, if it weren't for the Trump's court news yesterday, it would be the lead story on most news networks today. So that's a good thing that the media is starting to pay attention, which means the American people will start to pay attention. My only hope is they just all come to the same conclusion that you and I have, and that's that the Biden administration's response to this is just inadequate for what's happening down there.
Well, Chris, listen to what a whistleblower had to say to the House, that the U.S. government is the middleman in this multi-billion dollar migrant child trafficking operation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just they're coming across, you know, they're saying that they're unaccompanied alien children, and that's the legal definition of who and what they are. But let's make no mistake, these are 16, 17-year-old males for the most part that are coming here. And they're coming here to work. They're not coming. They're not asylees. They're not refugees. They are economic migrants. They are coming here to work. But the thing is how are they getting here? They're getting here because the drug cartels are allowing them to come up here, which means they're paying off the drug cartels. And then they successfully cross the border and they say, oh yeah, by the way, you owe us another $10,000. And we're going to turn you over to an employer that we're working with on the other side of the border.
Exactly.
To treat you like a slave to pay back your debt. And
yeah.
and the federal government's, you know, part of the process. It's just amazing because they're the ones that are turning them over to the NGOs who are then releasing them to these employers.
Yeah, this is happening as a result of a plan. The results, it's systemic. It has been established, and now from this whistleblower, we're realizing that our own government is doing this to us. I mean, here we are in California. We are debating, I say we, you know, the people in California. I was born and raised there, even though I live in Florida now. But still, I've got four kids living in California, and they're talking about reparations for slavery. And here
right.
we are. We didn't learn anything. Now we're participating in a modern-day form of slavery. And the injury to the country, to these people, I mean, we are heartless. I mean, our government is heartless doing this to the people that they're putting in danger. You know, the sex trafficking that's going on, the drugs, the threats that the cartels hold over the head of these people coming. I mean, it's one thing if they came, you know, because they need to. I get it, you know. They need a job. They want to work. They want to provide for their families. But they come with strings attached. And the government and Mayorkas could care less.
Yeah, yeah. And my question is, you know, we've seen the job market start to cool a little bit. The economy is certainly starting to slow down a bit. Housing prices have recessed. We're probably heading for a bit of a recession here. Oh, What are all these folks that are crossing the border going to do? You're talking 3 million plus who have already crossed, not to mention the 1 million gotaways on top of that. And estimates, I've seen estimates as high as, you know, another 6 million could be crossing after Title 42, expires if nothing changes over the next 2 years. You're talking 10 million people again. We're not creating 10 million jobs for these folks, nor for the U.S. born Americans who are becoming of working age and are looking for work as well. So I don't know how our economy is going to absorb this. I don't know how our country is going to absorb this.
We can't afford it, Chris.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't
yeah.
give these people free education. You can't give them
no.
free medical care and support and all this. I mean, you know, something has got to give. You already have, you know, these blue states and cities that said, oh, we're a sanctuary city. Well, okay, fine. So we start sending people up there and they're complaining. They're saying we're overwhelmed. We can't handle anymore. And they're looking to Joe Biden and the government going, hey, look it, we're doing what you told us to do. We need more money, sucka. And here we are in the middle of a debt ceiling debate. $31.4 trillion and counting in debt, looking at $50 trillion. It's unsustainable. You cannot do this. And then what are you going to do with these local communities? These people, these migrants are going to go into these low-income areas, these minority areas, and they're going to impact them. And of course, they're coming with, you can't even say mixed loyalties, because it's not mixed loyalty. Their loyalty is to the cartel. It has to be. Otherwise, their families are at risk. And so look what's happening already. We have increase in crime. We've got an impact in services of being available to people who have a legal right to these services, and they're being infringed upon. They can't, you know, they can't gain access right now because the system has been overwhelmed. There's not enough people to answer their calls or even to take care of their needs, and they have every legal right to expect that. And so now you're exacerbating the problem and going to make it worse. This is nuts. Chris, did we lose you?
I lost you for 2 seconds.
Okay. So what do you say?
Yes. To all of the above, you know, I don't know how our country is going to absorb this influx. We've got our own issues here in the U.S., and we've got our own homeless issues. We've got about a 65% workforce participation rate. That means there's millions and millions of Americans who are of working age, want to work, can't find jobs, and yet we're just allowing all these people in. And again, it's not just the economic impacts, which I've been talking about, but you've got safety and security aspects that you got to think about too, national security. So it's, again, I just hope that as we start to see a little bit additional coverage of what's happening over the weeks to come, that the American people really do wake up and they say, we're not going to take this anymore. And they put some pressure on this administration to do something, and Democrats for that matter. I can't cut congressional Democrats loose, and a handful of Republicans that are not 100% on board yet with the GOP effort in the House.
Exactly.
To pass this legislation, and we'll see if Senate Republicans can do something through some of the procedural maneuvers they can make on the Senate side to see if they can bring this thing to a vote also in the Senate should it pass in the House tomorrow.
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, Hillary Clinton is thankful for Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, because now he's replaced her as the least liked politician. And this genius comes up with this great quote. He says, we need immigration reform. Okay, so you understand we need immigration reform. So your idea in the meanwhile is to just do everything you can to exacerbate the problem, right?
Right.
That's genius.
Oh, unreal. Yep, that's the solution to everything, comprehensive immigration reform.
Well, again, you know, we look at it on its face and we say this doesn't make sense. But for Mayorkas, the Democrats, Joe Biden, they're doing to this country exactly what they want to happen, right? This isn't happening by accident, and this is what people need to wake up and understand. Chris Chmielewski, where can people go for more information?
NumbersUSA.com.
There he is. He's the vice president for Numbers USA, Chris Chmielewski. Thank you, Chris.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.